How to handle rejection without losing your composure. Rejection, whether in business proposals, job applications, sales pitches, or creative endeavors, is an inevitable part of professional life. That sinking feeling when your carefully crafted proposal gets declined, the frustration of not making the final candidate list, or the disappointment when a client chooses a competitor can strike at the very core of your professional confidence. Yet the ability to handle rejection without losing your composure is one of the most valuable skills you can develop for long-term success in business and leadership. In today's competitive landscape, professionals face rejection regularly. From venture capital rejections to lost contracts, from job application denials to critical feedback, learning to navigate these setbacks with grace and resilience separates exceptional leaders from those who stagnate. The key isn't avoiding rejection, that's impossible, but developing the emotional intelligence and strategic mindset to transform rejection from a personal failure into professional fuel. This comprehensive guide explores the psychology behind rejection, practical techniques for maintaining composure, and long-term strategies for building resilience that will serve you throughout your career. Whether you're an entrepreneur facing investor rejections, a sales professional dealing with lost deals, or an executive navigating organizational changes, these principles will help you handle rejection with professionalism and poise. The psychology of rejection, why it feels so personal. Understanding why rejection triggers such strong emotional reactions is the first step toward mastering your response. Our brains are wired to perceive social rejection in much the same way they perceive physical pain. Neuroscientific research shows that the same neural pathways that process physical discomfort also activate when we experience social exclusion or rejection. This neurological response explains why rejection often feels so visceral, that literal ache in your stomach, the heat rising to your cheeks, the immediate defensive thoughts. In professional contexts, this response is amplified because our work often represents significant investment of time, creativity, and personal identity. When a project we've poured ourselves into gets rejected, it can feel like a rejection of our capabilities, our worth, or even our professional identity. The emotional impact of rejection is further complicated by what psychologists call loss aversion, our tendency to feel the pain of loss more intensely than the pleasure of equivalent gain. A rejected proposal often feels more significant than an accepted one, even when the actual opportunities are comparable. Understanding these psychological underpinnings helps you recognize that your initial emotional response to rejection is normal, biological, and not necessarily reflective of the actual significance of the event. Professional contexts add another layer, the public nature of business rejection. Unlike personal rejections that often occur privately, professional rejections frequently happen in contexts where others might be aware, colleagues knowing your proposal was declined, team members seeing you didn't get the promotion, competitors learning you lost the account. This public dimension can intensify the sting of rejection and make maintaining composure more challenging. Emotional intelligence, your first line of defense. Developing emotional intelligence is perhaps the most powerful tool for handling rejection without losing composure. Emotional intelligence provides the framework for recognizing your emotional responses, understanding their origins, and choosing how to respond rather than reacting impulsively. High emotional intelligence allows you to separate the rejection from your self-worth. Instead of thinking I failed, you learn to think this specific approach didn't work this time. This subtle but crucial shift in perspective transforms rejection from a judgment of your character into feedback about a particular strategy or outcome. Professionals with strong emotional intelligence can process rejection more effectively because they maintain this distinction between what happened and who they are. Self-awareness, a core component of emotional intelligence, helps you recognize your personal triggers around rejection. Do you particularly struggle with authority figures rejecting your ideas? Does public rejection affect you more than private feedback? Understanding your specific sensitivities allows you to develop targeted strategies for those situations where you are most vulnerable. Emotional regulation, another key aspect of emotional intelligence, gives you practical techniques to manage the initial emotional spike that follows rejection. Rather than suppressing emotions or letting them control you, emotional intelligence teaches you to acknowledge feelings without being dominated by them. This balanced approach is essential for maintaining professional composure when facing rejection. Research shows that frameworks incorporating emotional intelligence significantly improve professionals' ability to handle rejection. By developing mindfulness practices, emotional vocabulary, and self-regulation techniques, you build the capacity to receive disappointing news without it derailing your confidence or professionalism. Practical techniques for immediate composure. When rejection arrives, whether through email, phone call, or in-person meeting, having practical techniques ready can help you maintain composure in the moment. These strategies are particularly valuable when you need to respond professionally despite feeling disappointed or frustrated. The strategic pause. Before responding to rejection, create space. If receiving news electronically, avoid the temptation to reply immediately. If in person, take a deep breath and consciously slow your response. This pause prevents reactive responses you might regret later. The simple act of breathing deeply activates your parasympathetic nervous system, reducing the physiological intensity of your emotional response. Reframing language. How you describe rejection to yourself dramatically affects how you experience it. Instead of "I failed," try "this wasn't the right fit." Instead of "they rejected me," consider "they made a different choice based on their current priorities." This linguistic reframing isn't about denying reality but about choosing perspectives that support rather than undermine your professionalism. Separate person from performance. Professional rejection typically relates to specific work products, proposals, or fit within particular contexts, not your overall worth as a professional. Learning to make this separation is crucial for maintaining perspective. Ask yourself, is this feedback about my work product or about me as a person? Usually, it's the former, which means you can improve the work without questioning your fundamental capabilities. Gratitude response. Even when disappointed, expressing gratitude for the opportunity or feedback maintains professional relationships and demonstrates maturity. "Thank you for considering my proposal," or "I appreciate you taking the time to provide feedback," keeps doors open for future opportunities. This approach aligns with research showing that emotional intelligence helps transform rejection into opportunity. Request specific feedback. When appropriate, asking for specific feedback demonstrates professionalism and turns rejection into a learning opportunity. "Could you share what aspects didn't align with your needs, or what would have made this proposal stronger?" positions you as someone committed to improvement rather than someone defensive about rejection. Building long-term resilience against rejection. While immediate techniques help you handle individual rejections, building long-term resilience creates a foundation that makes future rejections less personally devastating and more professionally useful. Resilience isn't about becoming immune to disappointment but about developing the capacity to recover quickly and learn effectively from setbacks. Develop a growth mindset. Psychologist Carol Dweck's research on mindset reveals that people with growth mindsets, believing abilities can be developed, handle setbacks better than those with fixed mindsets, believing abilities are innate. When you view rejection as information about what needs development rather than proof of inherent limitations, you transform setbacks into learning opportunities. Create a rejection inventory. Maintain a record of rejections alongside what you learned from each and what happened subsequently. Often, you'll discover that rejections led to better opportunities or provided crucial feedback that improved future efforts. Reviewing this inventory during difficult moments provides perspective and reminds you that rejection isn't fatal. Expand your professional identity. When your professional identity rests on a narrow foundation, one job title, one client, one project, rejection in that area feels catastrophic. Diversifying your professional identity through multiple projects, skills, and relationships provides stability when any single area faces rejection. Practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness you would offer a colleague facing rejection. Recognize that experiencing disappointment is normal, and remind yourself that all successful professionals face rejection regularly. Research shows that emotionally intelligent people practice self-compassion when processing rejection, which accelerates recovery and learning. Build a support network. Having trusted colleagues, mentors, or professional friends who understand your field provides perspective when facing rejection. They can help you separate constructive feedback from noise, maintain realistic assessment of your abilities, and remind you of past successes during difficult moments. Professional contexts, tailoring your approach. How you handle rejection should vary depending on the professional context. Different situations require different approaches to maintain composure and professional relationships. Job search rejections. Job rejections can feel particularly personal because they involve assessment of your capabilities and fit. Developing resilience during job searches involves recognizing that rejections often reflect organizational needs, timing, or specific role requirements rather than your overall qualifications. Maintaining multiple applications prevents overinvestment in any single opportunity. Sales and business development. In sales, rejection is inherent to the process. Successful sales professionals view each no as bringing them closer to yes rather than as personal failure. Building resilience in client-facing roles involves tracking metrics beyond win/loss ratios, such as relationship development and pipeline growth, which provide broader success measures. Creative and entrepreneurial rejection. Entrepreneurs and creatives face rejection of ideas they've passionately developed. Bouncing back from entrepreneurial rejection requires separating your personal passion for an idea from its market viability. Successful innovators view rejection as market feedback rather than personal criticism. Promotion and advancement. Being passed over for promotion can feel like validation of inadequacy. However, developing career resilience involves recognizing that advancement decisions involve numerous factors beyond individual performance, including organizational structure, timing, and strategic direction. Learning from rejection, the feedback opportunity. Perhaps the most powerful way to handle rejection without losing composure is to view it as valuable feedback rather than personal failure. This perspective transformation turns disappointing outcomes into professional development opportunities. Extract actionable insights. Every rejection contains information about what doesn't work for particular audiences, contexts, or timing. Learning to extract these insights requires setting aside defensiveness and approaching rejection with curiosity. Ask, what can I learn from this? What would I do differently next time? Look for patterns. Individual rejections might reflect unique circumstances, but patterns across multiple rejections often reveal areas needing improvement. If multiple clients reject proposals for similar reasons, or if job applications consistently fail at certain stages, these patterns provide clear direction for professional development. Distinguish between taste and quality. Sometimes rejection reflects subjective preference rather than objective quality. Learning to distinguish between this isn't good and this isn't right for me/our organization prevents unnecessary discouragement when your work is competent but not the right fit for a particular context. Balance external and internal validation. While external validation feels gratifying, over-reliance on it makes you vulnerable to every rejection. Developing strong internal validation, knowing your own standards and values, provides stability when external validation is withheld. This balance is particularly important for turning rejection into growth opportunities. Managing the social dimension of professional rejection. Professional rejection often occurs in social contexts. Colleagues know you didn't get the project, team members are aware you weren't promoted, industry peers learn you lost the account. Managing this social dimension is crucial for maintaining professional reputation and relationships. Choose your response carefully. How you respond to rejection publicly influences how others perceive your professionalism. Gracious responses, "I appreciate the opportunity to have been considered," demonstrate maturity and confidence. Defensive or bitter responses damage professional relationships and reputation. Control information sharing. You're not obligated to share every rejection with everyone. Strategically controlling who knows what about professional setbacks protects your reputation while allowing you to seek support from trusted individuals. This approach is particularly valuable when navigating workplace dynamics following rejection. Leverage support networks. Identify colleagues who can provide perspective and support without judgment. These relationships are invaluable for processing rejection without compromising professional composure publicly. Sometimes, simply verbalizing disappointment to a trusted colleague diffuses its emotional intensity. Maintain professional relationships. The organization or individual rejecting you today might be your collaborator or client tomorrow. Handling rejection professionally preserves these relationships for future opportunities. This long-term perspective is essential for career success. When rejection crosses into criticism. Sometimes rejection comes with criticism of your work, your approach, or even your capabilities. Learning to handle criticism professionally is closely related to handling rejection effectively. Handling criticism without taking it personally involves separating useful feedback from personal attack, extracting value from constructive comments, and maintaining emotional equilibrium even when feedback feels harsh. In today's digital age, rejection often comes with public criticism, particularly on platforms where work is shared publicly. Handling negative comments and online criticism requires additional skills in managing digital interactions while maintaining professional reputation. The principles of composure, perspective, and selective response apply even more strongly in these publicly visible contexts. Conclusion. Learning to handle rejection without losing your composure transforms what many professionals dread into what exceptional professionals leverage for growth. The ability to receive disappointing news with grace, extract learning from setbacks, and maintain forward momentum despite obstacles is perhaps one of the most distinguishing characteristics of successful leaders and entrepreneurs. Rejection isn't evidence of failure but rather an inevitable part of attempting meaningful work in competitive environments. The professionals who thrive aren't those who avoid rejection but those who develop the emotional intelligence, practical techniques, and resilient mindset to handle rejection effectively when it inevitably occurs. By implementing the strategies outlined here, developing emotional intelligence, practicing immediate composure techniques, building long-term resilience, and learning to extract value from feedback. You transform rejection from a threat to your professional identity into valuable information that fuels your growth. You spend less energy defending against disappointment and more energy pursuing excellence. Ultimately, how you handle rejection says more about your professional character than the rejection itself says about your capabilities. By choosing to meet professional setbacks with composure, curiosity, and resilience, you demonstrate the maturity, confidence, and leadership that organizations value and rewards. You turn what could be moments of professional crisis into demonstrations of professional strength.